All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, August 10th, 2021. It is 10:30 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. We'll begin our meeting, as always, with an invocation, which will be led by Commissioner Senegal today, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford.
Thank you, Judge. I would ask Captain Robinson.
Say the prayer. Thank you.
May we all bow. First, I'd like to thank the court for allowing me to do such an honor. And also, I would like to bring to us and recognize we've lost another soldier from Jefferson County by the name of Brea Lynch, who used to work at the probation office. Let's keep that family in prayer. May we go to God. Dear gracious and heavenly Father, how we love you and thank you for another opportunity just to say thank you. God, now I ask that you bless the commission. Bless Jefferson County and all the cities that's within Jefferson County. But most of all, God, I ask that you touch those that's been touched by this COVID virus. Lord, touch the families, give them strength. And Lord, most of all, just have thine own way. This and all the blessings I ask in your son Jesus this day and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brother.
I said pledge allegiance in unison. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to take a short break before moving to the purchasing agenda to allow a presentation by Reverend Roberts with regard to Save Our Children.
Again this morning, and I just want to thank you, the commissioners, for being there for us when we needed you. We had another successful Know Your County Courthouse. We ended up with around 300. And during this time with COVID, that was a good number. And just to show our gratitude, we have a little gift for the commissioners and a few other people that has been so instrumental in us doing what we do for this county. Okay, we have Judge Jeff Braddock, which we'll bring up to you after I call the names. Commissioner Bo Effort. Commissioner Dale Bush.
Commissioner Michael Senegal. Commissioner Vernon Price. And Sheriff Zena Stevenson.
Thank you, man.
Now, if you notice,
the sheriff had some other meetings at the hospitals, I believe. So,
if you notice on those certificates, it talks about how old you guys are. Some of you have been with us. I've been doing this for 25 years, and we've been doing Know Your County Courthouse now for 13 years. And you guys have really supported us and been behind us, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you. One other thing, Chief Miller, Chief Miller received Sheriff Zena Stevenson's award. Again,
okay,
thank you.
I think he wants to get a photograph. Commissioner Senegal, can you run up here and we can take a quick. Dante, you want to come?
I want to tell you, I've never seen so many gifts that you gave out, too. That was a ton of gifts.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Dan.
Okay, we're going to begin with items under purchasing. Item A is to reject all bids for invitations for bid for term contract for termite treatment for Jefferson County. Item B is to execute, receive, and file a contract extension for inmate telephone service for Jefferson County with Global Tel Link Corporation for additional 90 days to expire on November 2nd, 2021. Item C is to consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract for request for statements of qualifications for professional realtor services for home buyout acquisition program under the Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Program for Jefferson County with Contract Land Staff LLC. Pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 CFR, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item D is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract for request for statements of qualifications for professional appraisal services for home buyout acquisition program under the CDBG Disaster Recovery Program for Jefferson County with CBRE Inc. Pursuant to Chapter 262, Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, 2 CFR, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item E is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract for request for statements of qualification for professional property surveying services for home buyout acquisition program under the CDBGDR program for Jefferson County with Saltex Inc. Pursuant to 262 Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, 2 CFR, 200.318 through 326. Item F is consider and possibly approve the exemption of purchase for surplus salvage property from the Federal Surplus Property Program for a cargo truck in the amount of $4,500, tractor in the amount of $6,500, cargo truck in the amount of $4,500, top bow kit in the amount of $1,000, equaling a total purchase price of $16,500 in accordance with Texas Local Government Code Section 262.024A9C. With funding coming through available capital projects, and that's for precinct three?
Four.
Okay, four. Item G is consider and approve disposition of salvage property that's authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items via addendum. Item H is consider and possibly approve the exemption and purchases of surplus salvage property from the Federal Surplus Property Program for a 5-ton tractor in the amount of $6,000, cargo truck in the amount of $6,500, cargo truck in the amount of $4,500, hardtop kit in the amount of $500 for a total purchase price of $11,000 for Precinct 3 with funding through available capital. Excuse me. Available capital projects pursuant to local government code 262.024A9C. Item I is to consider and possibly approve the exemption of purchases of surplus salvage property from the Federal Surplus Property Program for a cargo truck in the amount of $6,500 for Precinct 1. In accordance with local government code 262.024A9C through available capital projects, item J is consider and possibly approve the exemption of purchases of surplus salvage property from the Federal Surplus Property Program for a cargo truck in the amount of $6,500 for Precinct 2. In accordance with local government code 262.024A9C through available capital projects. Item K is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for professional engineering services for drainage improvements for drainage ditch 110B, drainage ditch 107, pursuant to Chapter 262 Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 CFR Sections 200.318 through 326. Item L is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for professional engineering services for Mayhall Bio Drainage Study Update. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act and 2 CFR Section 200.318-3326. Item M is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a job order contract with Preferred Facilities Group USA for Ford Park Pavilion drywall repair in the amount of $15,096.37 in accordance with Choice Partners Jock Texas contract. All right, do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce. Second by Commissioner Alford. Discussion. And I assume, Deb, that ditch 110B and 107 and the Mayhaw Bio Study are through DD6. And is that CDBG DR or MIT? DR? Disaster recovery dollars funding that.
Yet.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,846.56 to Texas Department of Criminal Justice for August insurance reimbursements. Item B is consider and approve and ratify grant application to the Department of State Health Services for the COVID-19 health equity funding. Item C is consider and approve an amended interlocal agreement with Drainage District 6 for repairs and improved drainage structure to the Pignut Gully Bridge project at Precinct 4. Item D is regular county bills, check numbers 485192 through 485435. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
I just want to bring the court a prize that DD6 is doing a great job on that Pignut Gully. I've constantly gone by to visit, and they're doing a great job. We know once it's completed, it will benefit all the areas of that part of the county, so we really appreciate their work with that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Our farmers are really excited about it. Thank you, Commissioner Alford.
And we'll tell you that I met with DD6 and Representative Speaker Phelan in Austin last Thursday to discuss CDBG MIT funding, and hopefully we'll be getting some answers about that soon. He committed to discuss those issues with the Texas General Land Office, and we're hopeful that we'll have some answers about mitigation projects in Jefferson County soon. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Clerk, we have four items. Item A is consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a joint election agreement and election services contract between Jefferson County and the City of Port Neches for the election to be held on November 2nd, 2021. Item B is conduct a public hearing on the County Clerk's Records Archive Plan. I'll come back to that. Item D is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a facility use agreement with Lamar University for the use of the Cardinal Room and the Montaigne Center as an election day polling location for the November 2nd, 2021 joint election. There's no fee for the use of the facility. Do I have a motion on items A and D?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Now we'll go to item B. Item B is conduct a public hearing on the County Clerk's Records Archive Plan for fiscal year 2021-2022. So we'll open up this public hearing. If there's anybody in the courtroom who wishes to say anything about the Records Archive Plan of the County Clerk, you may come to the podium. If you're attending the hearing remotely, you need to press *6 in order to unmute your line so that you can make comments. So we are open for this public hearing. Hearing no comments, this public hearing is closed. Item C is consider and possibly approve, receive, and file the County Clerk's Records Archive Plan for fiscal year 2021-2022. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner
Second.
Bush, second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, We have two items. Item A is consider possibly approval authorized Kenny Joseph to execute, receive, and file a request for Farrell Hall Grant for 2021 with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. And item B is to receive and file the executed master property tax agreement agreements for phases 2, 3, and 4 between Jefferson County and Arbor Renewable Gas LLC pursuant to Texas Property Tax Code Section 312.401. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Tax Assessor Collector, we have one item to consider and approve tax property tax refund to Stephen and Nikki D. Pickenbrock in the amount of $3,000 in accordance with Property Tax Code Section 31.11. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
Second
by Commissioner, was that Commissioner Alford?
Yes, sir.
Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And I'll just, for informational purposes, the tax assessor contacted me prior to the meeting and told me that this particular refund, the people put up the escrow for the taxes that were paid during the closing of the sale of the property. So this is refunding the escrow is all it is. Did we vote on that? Yes.
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under district clerk, we will open it up for a public hearing on the district clerk's records archive plan for fiscal year 2021-2022. If you are present, you may come to the podium and state your name and make your comments with respect to the district clerk's record archive plan. If you're attending remotely, please press star 6 to unmute your line and make comment. So we're open for public comment. Hearing no comment, this hearing is closed. Item B is consider and possibly approve, receive, and file the district clerk's records archive plan for fiscal year 2021-2022. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
I think Commissioner Bush moved it and Commissioner Alford seconded it. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under engineering, item A is consider and possibly approve a minor plat of Graham Estates, 8.929 acres lying in the Sarah Miles Survey located on Kidd Road in Precinct Number 4. It's in the Beaumont ETJ and has met the platting requirements for the City of Beaumont and the Jefferson County Engineering Department. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner
Second. Hall.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And item A, under risk management, the only item is to consider possibly approve the revised Jefferson County Employee Workers' Compensation Policy to comply with the Texas statute on salary continuation for law enforcement officials. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And we have one item under Sheriff's Department. Is Officer Williams here?
No, he's not here.
Okay. To consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Eric Williams for 33 years and 2 months of dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and citizens of Jefferson County and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. All right, that completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the court who wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
I want to bring something to the attention of the public and to the department heads and elected officials in the county. I think our risk management personnel director, Mr. Erickson, sent out a letter asking that department heads, elected officials, to forward the number of positive cases in their departments. I understand that we haven't been getting those like we should. We need to get those so we can make sure that we as a court dispatch the appropriate cleaning to the right places and know what's going on in our county courthouses and annex building. It's very important, very important, very important. As everyone know, Jefferson County was leading the state for the last 5 or 6 days, and recently, I think Corpus and Victoria is now in that position. My thing is, let's make sure that we do what we can do to make sure we have the citizens and employees of Jefferson County as safe as possible. Please forward that information to Mr. Erickson. The next thing is, I'm a great and strong proponent, and Reverend Roberts has left, for our young people, period. I attend this weekend a couple of back-to-school functions. It was great to see groups give those masks to young people that were in line to get things to go back to school. Everyone here either has a grandkid, a kid. It's about our importance in the community to take care of our kids. We're the closest to the people, this government, school districts. Take care of our kids is very important to me. So please, 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 I plead with everyone. No politics. Let's take care of our kids. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. I just mentioned for the last several weeks I've been in very close contact with the hospitals, and they are under severe constraints because of the number of COVID patients in their emergency departments and in beds and on respirators. We've had a significant uptick in the number of new cases. The number of hospitalizations is surpassing that we saw back at its peak of COVID in January. Doctors who are treating patients requiring surgical interventions for things like gallbladder surgeries, heart issues, and so forth, are unable at this point in time to direct admit patients. And if they're able to get in at all, they are having to go to the emergency departments and wait for rooms or for surgical consults. In some cases, I've spoken to physicians yesterday who were having to send patients as far away as Oklahoma because the Houston hospitals are also full, including Texas Children's, where they had there's an increase in RSV diagnoses. And the hospitals tell me that in excess of 90% of the individuals they're seeing are unvaccinated. I do not and will not and cannot mandate that anybody get a vaccination, but I would ask that individuals look at the scientific certificate evidence on places other than social media and make a decision for themselves and their families. We have a critical shortage of nursing assistants at this time, and we'd like to get through this and get back to normal life as quickly as possible, and we just ask that people consider the vaccination as a means of accomplishing that and achieving herd immunity. So we are now at the time of public comment. Of course, I'm not going to stop anyone else who wants to say anything, but anyone who wishes to make public comment, you may come to the podium if you're present in the courtroom. If you're not present and you're attending virtually, you may press *6 to unmute your line.
Judge, we have with us TAN, a group that's locally. They would like to speak to us in reference to its public health help month.
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much. And it is hard to follow Pastor Robert, so I'm glad there was a little time in between. But my name is Dina Hughes, and I am the Chief Executive Officer for Triangle Area Network, otherwise known as TAN Healthcare. And this is National Health Centers Week. And I just really want to echo, Judge, exactly what you said. You know, COVID is having a definite impact on us, and there are so many other things that are still happening in the meantime that require us to be hospitalized or have to go to, you know, secure medical services. And so the more we can do for one another, I think we all benefit. And so recognizing that there are resources and services in the community for all of us to access is also very important. And so for National Health Centers Week, we are taking a little tour, team and all, to just remind people that we are here and available, that we are, have the ability to serve people who are insured as well as individuals who are uninsured, that we are offering COVID testing and vaccinations, and that we're also here for the general primary cold and flu that's coming around as the seasons change. And so we are very, very proud to be a part of the county community. We are now celebrating our fifth year as a federally qualified health center, so that is very exciting. And if you've been up and down I-10 and 7th, there's this huge brand new mobile unit that is going to hit the streets soon, providing mobile medical and dental services. So we're proud to be here. Thank you, commissioners, for allowing us the opportunity to come and speak. Thank you, Commissioner Alford, for being such a great friend to TAN and allowing us to really move about in the community and let our services be known. And we thank you again for all of your support.
Thank you. And your address is?
The address is 1495 North 7th Street, and we're at the corner of I-10, and you can visit us at www.tanhealthcare, all one word, .org.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mr. Ross, did you have something?
I just got an update for you, commissioners, and this is at your request for Tyler Technologies, the upgrade, the update on that. We're back on track. No problems at all. Paul and Carl, who are here to meet with you, they've been on the project now for just about a month. There are several soft money concessions that have been made so far. True money savings is going to be, they're going to let us know at our next executive meeting next Thursday, and then after that, I'll bring that to you as what that's going to be. But that's I'll follow up on the 24th. There's 9 monthly project status reports that they've wiped out. There's no fees due for those. They're redoing our legacy load. They're really taking a backwards approach on it. They're going to take it back to the beginning and let us go forward from here. And so they're redoing several things that have already been done that we've already paid for, like the legacy data load, that was $68,000. The business process review was $47,000, and the configuration plan was $53,000. They're going to completely redo all that stuff for us. The full team is coming back on site next week. Paul and Carl, along with 6 others, to do a full business process review, which they were going to do last year. That's what started it when the COVID hit, and they had to cancel that. So we're literally back on track to where we were. Actually, better, because Paul and Carl are just top leaders in this. They've been working on a SharePoint site, a website. For back and forth communication on the project, we've got several deliverables on that site. We got a true project schedule now. We've got 10 project management lists, 7 project document lists going. And at this point, we've got a true live date of October 3rd, 2022. It's hard set, both sides. We've firmly agreed to it.
So. Question. Deb, have he given you that information so we can incorporate that in our contract that we have?
No.
You need to get with Deb ASAP.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Roth. Any other public comment? Hearing none, we are adjourned at 10:59 a.m. on Tuesday, August 10th. Thank you. And we'll have a workshop starting at 11.
Okay, I got to understand.